few more pounds, he would be much stronger. Now let's go to the ring announcer, Chuck Hull.
This is the feature attraction of the evening. 15 rounds of boxing for the undisputed welterweight championship of the world. Introducing, in the blue corner, fighting out of Palmer Park, Maryland, weighing in at 146 pounds, the WBC welterweight champion, Sugar Ray.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to part 8 of the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard here on the Hitman Chronicles. This is your host, the original great Rob Silver, and we're going to talk about, in the history of boxing, the single biggest welterweight title fight, welterweight fight, period, of all time. I don't want to hear Trinidad versus De La Hoya. I don't want to hear Spence versus Crawford. Neither of those matchups are a pimple on the ass of Sugar Ray Leonard versus Thomas Hearns. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, it was one of the few times in the history of boxing that the two best fighters in the world in their prime, Thomas Hearns, was a month away from his 23rd birthday. Sugar Ray Leonard was 25 years old. And ladies and gentlemen, you got clowns like Michael Benson and Mike Coppinger, so-called boxing reporters, who have the fucking nerve to say Devin Haney accomplished more by the age of 25 than anybody in the history of boxing, when both Sugar Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns, by the age of 25, accomplished more than 90% of the fighters that ever fought in the history of boxing. I'll talk more about that at the end of the podcast, but if you heard my 10-part series on the life and times of Thomas Hearns, you know that by the age of 25, Hearns had already defeated Wilfred Benitez, Roberto Duran, Pepino Cuevas, 3 Hall of Famers, and was a 2-time, 2-division world champion. Well, we'll talk about Sugar Ray Leonard's accomplishments by the age of 25, as he's 25 after this fight is over. Don't give me that nonsense. And Devin Haney, at the age of 25, lost to Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia, who right now is my 4th favorite fighter in the world. I love Ryan. He stepped up huge in his win against Devin Haney. Ryan is not a pimple on either Sugar Ray or Thomas Hearns' ass, and neither is Devin Haney. Now, it was one of the few times in the history of boxing that the two best fighters in the world fought each other. It had happened a year prior in both Leonard Duran fights. They were considered the two best fighters in the world when they fought each other. After Duran's No Mas debacle, Thomas Hearns has stepped up to become either 1 or 2 or 1A to Sugar Ray Leonard's 1B or Hearns' 1B to Sugar Ray Leonard's 1A. Regardless of who you thought was the best, these were the two best fighters in the world in 1981. Just like Leonard and Duran were in 1980. Just like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier were in March of 1971. In the history of boxing, this was only the third time that the two best fighters in the world would face each other in their collective primes. And ladies and gentlemen, I could not wait for this fight. As soon as Sugar Ray Leonard finished off Ayub Kalouli, which you heard in part 7 on the last episode of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, I was counting the days to September 16th. All summer long, while as a 13-year-old boy, living in the Millbrook Projects in the South Bronx, All I could do was fantasize about this fight. I couldn't wait. Thomas Hearns was the first fighter I idolized from the beginning of his career, as I chronicled throughout the 10-part Life and Times of Thomas Hitman Hearns series. Couldn't wait for this fight. Could not wait. Thomas Hearns was 32-0 with 30 knockouts. Sugar Ray Leonard going into this fight was 30-1 with 21 knockouts. After it was all said and done, Thomas Hearns would get $8 million for this fight. Sugar Ray Leonard would wind up getting $11 million. This was after all the closed circuit and gate revenue came in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one guy made eight, the other guy made 11. You've got guys today that never make that amount of money. Now, you know, we have the superstars. Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis made a truckload of money in their fight against each other. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney made a ton of money fighting each other recently. And, of course, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. And, of course, Anthony Joshua has made millions. Canelo. Yes, their salaries blow away what Hearns and Leonard will make in this night. Now, I don't have the calculator. You guys can go ahead. My man out there, Caveman Zonal, great Boricua brother out there, one of my favorite listeners. Do the calculation and let me know on Twitter how much $8 million of that Thomas Hearns made and $11 million that Sugar Ray Leonard made on September 16th, 1981. What does that say with the inflation calendar in 2024 numbers? These were the two best fighters in the world getting heavyweight paydays. Before these two stepped in the ring that night and made what they made, the only fighters ever to make more than $10 million were Larry Holmes and Muhammad Ali in their October 1980 fight. That was a heavyweight title fight. Sugar Ray continued his record-breaking wages throughout the last 2 years, beginning with the Benitez fight and then the two fights with Roberto Duran, which generated over 70,000 paid patrons, over 46,000 in Montreal, 25,000 in the Superdome, okay? And then over 20,000 in his fight against Larry Bonds in the Syracuse, New York Carrier Dome, and over 25,000 in the Houston Astrodome. Sugar Ray Leonard was far and above the number one gate attraction in professional sports, not just professional boxing. In 1980 and 1981, Sugar Ray Leonard was the biggest athlete in terms of box office and superstar appeal. Let's compare Sugar Ray Leonard to the other great athletes of 1980 and 1981. In the NFL, nobody, even though 1981, this was right around the time Lawrence Taylor's rookie year, so you can't count Lawrence Taylor. LT just started, all right? Joe Montana in 1981, that was his first great year. O.J. Simpson had retired in 1979. Earl Campbell and Walter Payton were phenomenal running backs, but they weren't the box office mainstream pop culture superstar that Sugar Ray Leonard was. Magic Johnson had won the NBA championship in 1980. Larry Bird had won it in 81. And while they were on the precipice of becoming two of the biggest global icons in the history of sports, they were still early in their career. They weren't a pimple on Sugar Ray Leonard's ass. And in Major League Baseball, there wasn't a single baseball player on the level of Sugar Ray Leonard culturally. No one. And in 1980 and 81, the best players on the planet were George Brett, Mike Schmidt. Fernando Valenzuela was probably the most popular athlete. None of those guys could compare to Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, going into this fight, My father and I swore to God there was no way in the world Thomas Hearns was going to lose this fight. My father was explaining to me that the media got it all wrong. Thomas Hearns was not a slugger. The media had people believe that Thomas Hearns was this murderous puncher that went out for the kill in every fight. No, as my father mentioned to me several times from when we first saw Thomas on TV in 1978, that Thomas Hearns was a boxer first. Everything off that left jab. And then he was a boxer who had incredible power in both hands. And he was a boxer that would knock you out, but he would box you first. Everything off one of the greatest jabs in the history of boxing. I got it number two after Larry Holmes' left jab. We didn't think there was a way that Sugar Ray Leonard could combat that jab and get past Hearns' right cross. My father and I both predicted a Thomas Hearns knockout. My father said 10 for 11th round. Me being the Thomas Hearns fanboy I was, I said 7 for 8th round. We saw what happened when Durant hit Sugar Ray Leonard with his right cross. And Durant's right cross was not on the level of a 147-pound Thomas Hearns right cross. Leading up to the fight, in Sugar Ray Leonard's book, he talked about an incident that combined with what happened in this fight might have been played a huge factor in the events of what happened after this fight. And we'll talk more about this after that, but I'll tell you what happened. 2 weeks before the fight, around September 1st, September 2nd, Sugar Ray Leonard was sparring with Odell Hadley, his sparring partner. And Hadley accidentally hit him with his elbow, accidentally hit Sugar Ray Leonard in the left eye with his elbow. Sugar Ray Leonard, left eye swelled up, and he left camp for a few days for the swelling to go down. Sugar Ray Leonard did not want to postpone the fight. He had big money coming in, and as huge as his wins over Wilfred Benitez and Roberto Duran were, this was the single biggest fight of his career. This, ladies and gentlemen, was for the undisputed welterweight championship of the world. Sugar Ray Leonard was a WBC champion. Thomas Hearns was a WBA champion. It's not watered down like it is today, where you've got four criminal cartel organizations and multiple world champions within each division of each sanctioning body, whether it's a super champion, an interim champion, a franchise champion, a regular champion, a super champion. Get that bullshit the fuck out of here. We had two criminal cartel organizations. The winner of this fight was going to be the undisputed welterweight champion of the world, period, end of story. Sugar Ray Leonard did not want to jeopardize his opportunity to become undisputed champion, so he waited until the swelling went down. Two or three days later, he went back to camp to finish off before heading over to Vegas to have the last week of press conferences and press calls for his fight against Thomas Hearns. Ladies and gentlemen, enough talk. Let's get to the night of September 16th, 1981. For you guys who are listening for the first time, this is the portion of the podcast in which I do a recreation of the play-by-play of the fight. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on your smart TVs, on your Apple TVs, on your Androids, on your Chromebooks, on your MacBooks, on your iMacs, on your laptops, on your MacBooks, any of those, I want you guys to click on the link in the description of this podcast, a YouTube link, or if you're watching on an Apple TV or smart TV and you can't, of course you cannot access that link from your smart TV, well, go to the YouTube app on your smart TV, on your Apple TV, click on it, mute your devices, ladies and gentlemen. All across the board, mute your devices, mute your TVs, etc. And type in the YouTube app, into the YouTube app, in the search engine, the Leonard Hearns saga. And you're going to find the YouTube channel amongst the choices, Ringside Videos, the Leonard Hearns saga. Click on there. Mute your devices, like I mentioned. Scroll to the 3 minute and 51 second mark of the video, and I will begin the countdown. And when I say play, hit play, and we will begin the recreation of the September 16th, 1981 undisputed welterweight championship world fight between the WBC champion Sugar Ray Leonard and the WBA champion Thomas Hearns. My father took me to see this fight on the night of September 16th, 1981, which I believe was a Thursday. So I had school the next day, but my father didn't give a fuck. My father knew that I was waiting for this fight. This was the biggest fight of our favorite fighter at that point in time, my favorite fighter of all time's career in Thomas Hearns. My father had bet a couple of dudes $50, so he had $100 laying on this fight. We was going to watch this fight. We were super confident that the hitman, Thomas Hearns, was going to win. So he took me to the Puerto Rico Theater, which was only, let me see, the Puerto Rico Theater is on 138th Street and Brown. We lived on 135th Street and Cypress Avenue. So that was about 5-6 blocks away from where we lived. So it was walking distance. So we were there, and the Puerto Rico Theater, which today is, and it's been for several years now, I think going on 30 years now, the Puerto Rico Theater has been a Pentecostal church. It was converted into a Pentecostal church. But back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and early 90s, it was a renowned theater for salsa, for closed circuit boxing, like we were watching that night on the big screen. Movies, a movie theater. It had all of that. It's sad what happened with that theater, and it became a church. It was sold because that was an historic theater for many, many years in the South Bronx. All right. Go to the 3 minute and 51 second mark of the link I gave you, Leonard Hearns Saga, Ringside Videos. I'm going to begin the countdown, and we will begin the play-by-play of Thomas Hearns versus Sugar Ray Leonard. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. Here we go. You see Hearns walking back to his corner. The showdown. Sugar Ray Leonard versus Thomas Hearns for the undisputed world welterweight championship. Referee Davy Pearl signals the fight to begin. And here we go, round one. As my father and I sat there, we knew the key to this fight was going to be the jab. We knew Leonard had a great jab, but we knew Thomas's jab was even greater. And Sugar Ray Leonard out bouncing up and down, trying to stay away from Thomas's jab, stay away from Thomas's right cross. Sugar Ray Leonard from the outside is going to have to find a way to out-jab Thomas Hearns. Now, this is right here what my father would call unnecessary movement here by Sugar Ray Leonard. It's one thing to stay away from Tommy, but you can't just move like this and not try and throw any punches, which you see Sugar Ray Leonard is not doing right now. He's just moving. But then again, this is round one, and this could also be a feel-out. As Hearns tries to jab to the body there, Leonard bounced off the ropes. Leonard missed with his own jab. Combination by Thomas missed and the right cross by Thomas missed. Nothing has landed of note yet in this fight. Man, I mean, this fight captured the imagination of the American public. It was the talk of the boxing world for the entire summer. The anticipation for this fight. Oh, nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. That was the first significant punch landed in the fight. Leonard bouncing up and down, bouncing up and down. Right cross by Thomas just missed. That showboating is unnecessary by Sugar Ray Leonard. Feel out process, double jab there by Thomas. Oh, left hook there by Tommy Hearns. Right cross to the body there by Thomas. Oh, nice right cross down the pipe by Thomas. Caught the gloves, though, but he's staying much more busier than Sugar Ray Leonard here in the first round. Sugar Ray Leonard is moving too much. It's unnecessary movement. He's unable to, by doing all this movement, he's unable to sit down on his jab, which has always been the key to Sugar Ray Leonard's success. Nice stiff jab there by Hearns. Round one scheduled for 15 rounds. Undisputed welterweight championship of the world. Oh, that was a nice jab to the body by Sugar Ray. That was the first good jab he's landed in the entire first round. Another nice jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. But damn, I mean, that constant movement is unnecessary if he's not. His movement against, nice right to the body there by Hearns. His movement against a combination at the bell by Hearns and a right after the bell. Because Sugar Ray Leonard was teasing him there, but that round goes to Thomas Hearns 10-9. Now, back to what I was saying. Sugar Ray Leonard in his second fight against Roberto Duran did a lot of moving, but he was throwing a jab. He was throwing combinations. In this round, he threw very few punches. It was, like my father would always say, unnecessary movement. So let's see if Sugar Ray Leonard settles down. I mean, it was the first round. It was a feel-out round. Thomas, like he always does, everything off that jab. Yeah, see right there at the end of the round. Hearns is lucky that Davy Pearl didn't take a point away because that was a punch at the end of the round. All three judges scored the same as I did, 10-9. Here we go, round two. Once again, Sugar Ray Leonard moving, but not throwing punches. This is a lot of moving, unnecessary movement. And my father was a huge. My father had a huge dislike of unnecessary movement. He's like, nah, that dude, you can't be doing this. You give away rounds by doing this, my father would always say. But then again, it's early. It's only the second round. Sugar Ray Leonard, in his autobiography, said that when he entered the ring and he was bouncing up and down, when he saw Muhammad Ali, as you see Muhammad Ali pictured with his then wife, Veronica, the mother of Layla Ali, he got goosebumps because Muhammad Ali was his idol. And you can tell how much Sugar Ray Leonard idolized Ali because Sugar Ray Leonard's persona, fighting style, was all a replica of Muhammad Ali. Let's just say this. If Sugar Ray Leonard was Kobe Bryant, Muhammad Ali was Michael Jordan. And you know how much Kobe emulated Michael Jordan. Nothing of note has happened here in round two. A lot of movement by Sugar Ray Leonard. He flicks out a jab there. There goes a jab that misses by Hearns, but it's just too much moving around. And I give Leonard, he's trying to utilize the jab because to chase Leonard would tire him out. Nice stiff jab there by Hearns. Hearns with a nice... Oh, nice right cross by Hearns! Come, another right by Hearns! Hearns! That was the first big power punch he's landed in the fight. Sugar Ray took it well, though. Sugar Ray took it well. Sugar Ray's fights against Duran and this fight against Thomas Hearns proved to everybody that he could take a punch. Hearns continues to control the action with the jab. Stiff double jab. Nice stiff jab there by Hearns. left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, Hearns on his bicycle for the first time for a moment. Leonard now moving less, and he's throwing more punches when he's not moving, which is the key to his success. Stiff jab there by Hearns. The end of round two, another round in the books in my scorecard for Hearns 10-9. I have a 20-18 Hearns after two rounds. But the second half of that round, Leonard began to move less and began to land his jab more. But it was that beautiful combination that was the by Hearns in the middle of the round that was the most impressive series of punches landed by either fighter in the first two rounds. There goes the legendary trainer of Thomas Hearns, Emmanuel Stewart. You've got two of the four greatest trainers, in my opinion, in this fight. Emmanuel Stewart, who I consider the second greatest trainer of all time. As you see, all three judges said agree with my scorecard. And, of course, Angelo Dundee, who I consider the fourth greatest trainer of all time. In Sugar Ray Leonard's corner as we begin round three. We've got a 20-18 Hearns after two rounds, just like the three official judges. Davey Pearl had a tremendous career as a referee. Steady Vegas referee. He refereed the first Ollie Spinks fight and did a hell of a job in that fight. Oh, nice left hook there by Sugar Ray Leonard, right to the body by Thomas Hearns. Right cross by Thomas Hearns. Hearns stalking Leonard with that battering ram of a left jab. Leonard back to moving, which I think he doesn't need to move this much. In round two, when he was in the pocket throwing his jab and combinations, he had much more success. Another left jab, right cross combination, double jab by Hearns. Stiff jab by Hearns. Hearns controlling the action with the jab. Sugar Ray Leonard, nice right cross on the top of the head by Thomas Hearns. Sugar Ray Leonard having a problem getting past the long jab of Thomas Hearns. And as my nice stiff jab there by Hearns, as my father and I were sitting there, we were like, yeah, Hearns could do this for 15 rounds because he's not exerting a lot of energy. It's Sugar Ray Leonard exerting all the energy with the constant movement. Ooh, they both missed with wicked right cross. Stiff jab by Hearns. Leonard cannot move like this and expect to land those combinations because he's fighting a much taller fighter, a guy with a much longer reach. Hearns had a 7-inch reach advantage and a 3-inch height advantage. So if you're moving away from a target that tall, you're making the target even smaller. Nice stiff jab there by Leonard. Leonard's a jab to the body. See, when Leonard is in the middle of the ring, oh, he missed with a right cross. That missed with a wild left hook. When Leonard's in the middle of the ring, oh, nice combination there by Leonard. Oh, nice left hook, right cross combination. Oh, Leonard with another combination there. Oh, nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice right cross by Hearns. Combination to the body by Hearns. Combination again to the body by Hearns. Hearns measuring Leonard. Oh, nice combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. That was a very tough round to score. Whew. I'm going to give that round to Sugar Ray Leonard 10-9. I got a 29-28 Hearns after three rounds. That was easily Leonard's best round. Both men landed wicked combinations in that round. That was a tremendous round of action there. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, when Leonard is in the pocket, his offense, as he landed that right cross on the replay, his offense is 1,000 times better than when he's moving because he's able to land while in the middle of the ring with his quick hands against the much taller and lengthier Thomas Hearns. That was a very close round. That round could have gone either way. I don't score even rounds. That's why I gave it. And two of the judges agreed with me, gave it to Leonard. One judge gave it to Hearns. That round could have gone either way, but I have it 29-28 as Hearns as we begin round four. Think Leonard's best bet is to stay in the middle of the ring and try to counter over Hearns' left jab with Sugar Ray Leonard's very excellent right cross of his own. Nice jab to the body there by Hearns. Leonard not moving anymore, staying in the pocket. Nice stiff jab by Hearns, which he needs to do. All that moving around is not helping. Right now, Hearns is controlling the middle of the ring with a jab right to the body by Hearns. Nice combination to the body, and Leonard countered with a right to the body of his own. Nice jab there by Leonard. Leonard missed with that jab. Thomas Hearns, at the age of 22 in his prime, was a very underrated defensive fighter at this point in time. His best defense was his offense, as you could see with that boomerang of a jab that he just landed. Thomas Hearns, one of the few fighters in the history of boxing that could beat you with just the left jab. Right there with a Lennox Lewis or a Larry Holmes. Leonard just missed with a combination there. Stiff jab by Hearns. Another jab by Hearns. Combination there. Left jab, right cross by Hearns. Double jab by Hearns. Like my father said, Hearns was a boxer first. He knocked you out, but he wasn't looking to knock you out. Everything was off that jab. Double jab by Hearns. Nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's left eye beginning to swell already from not only the jab of Hearns, but also the accidental elbow that his sparring partner, Odell Hadley, landed on him just 2 weeks ago. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice three-punch. Oh, right cross, left hook, right cross by Hearns. Left to the body by Hearns. Left hook, right cross by Hearns. Hearns with a right to the body. This is Hearns' best offensive outbound. Nice right cross over the top by Hearns. Everything off that beautiful left jab. Nice combination by Hearns again. Stiff jab by Hearns. Sugar Ray Leonard having a hard time. Oh, nice combination by Hearns again. Left to the body. Oh, both men landed right there. End of round four. Another round in the book for Hearns. 10-9. I've got a 10-9 in round four for Hearns. 39-37 Hearns. Brilliant display of combination punching there by Thomas Hearns as his legendary trainer and teacher, Emmanuel Stewart, giving him instructions. Let's see the replay of that. Was a right cross. Leonard countered with a left jab. Right there, beautiful right hand. I got to give Leonard credit. He's taking that right hand well. The few times that has landed flush, he's not been hurt. Which is saying a lot because everybody up until this point had been hurt by that dynamic right cross. Ooh, see that right hand by Thomas Hearns. Get ready for round five. Two of the three judges see it the same way I do. 39-37 Hearns. Round five. Yeah, at this point in time, my father and I were jumping up and down. And by the way, the crowd at the Puerto Rico Theater that night was about 50-50 Hearns and Leonard. The brothers were divided between Hearns and Leonard. Oh, nice combination there by Hearns. Everything off that battering ram of a jab as he continues to control the action with that beautiful left jab. Nice right cross again off the jab by Hearns. Leonard having a hard time getting past that lengthy and battering ram of a left jab. Another stiff jab by Hearns. And the left eye of Sugar Ray Leonard beginning to swell more and more, and that left jab is doing nothing to help that eye from not swelling. Leonard back to moving, but all this movement is doing nothing to help him in his game plan. He's going to have to figure something out. I think his best bet is to stay in the middle ring and try to counter Hearns' jab with one of his right hands. Nice right cross on the top of Hearns' head by Leonard. This is the most tentative I've ever seen Sugar Ray Leonard in a fight. Not even in his first fight against Durant was he this tentative. He threw a lot of punches in that fight. In this fight, his output is the least I've ever seen. Sugar Ray Leonard, the greatest counterpuncher I've ever seen in my lifetime. His offense is being stunted by the boxing ability of Thomas Hearns, specifically that stiff left jab that he continues to land. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have an ongoing series on my regular Hitman Chronicles recap show, The Greatest Fights in Boxing History. This right here is my number 6 greatest fight in boxing history, and in my opinion, the greatest welterweight fight in the history of boxing. This is akin to a 22-year-old LeBron James playing a 25-year-old Michael Jordan in a game of 1-on-1. Another stiff jab by Hearns. Leonard, unnecessary movement. Just moving, and not doing anything effective offensively by moving. Hearns continues to control the action. The end of the fifth round, another round in the books for Hearns. 10-9, 49-46 Hearns after 5 rounds. Leonard has got to do something and do something fast because he can't outbox Hearns. And my father's saying he just can't get past that jab. What's he going to do? And my father's like, if he tries to slug with Hearns, he might walk into a right hand. So at this point in time, my father and I were like, yeah, there's no way Tommy can lose this fight the way he's boxing. Dundee trying to give Sugar Ray Leonard some strategy in order to combat that jab, but that jab is just unreal. I have it 49-46 just like two of the other judges, and one judge, Lou Talbot, has given every round to Hearns. Round 6. Sugar Ray has got to stop moving. Nice right cross over the top by Sugar Ray Leonard. But then he starts moving again and he does nothing. He's just running. No need for that. He needs to be in the pocket and try and counter one of Hearns' left jabs. You're going to have opportunities to counter that jab because Hearns throws it over and over again. Let it move in just too much. Nice stiff jab by Hearns. Double jab by Hearns. Leonard moving damn too much. Jab to the body by Leonard, and then he continues to move. And it's not effective boxing. He's just moving to move. Stiff jab by Hearns. Jab to the body by Hearns. Jab up top by Hearns. Leonard just missed with that left hook. Hearns just missed with that left jab. Leonard cannot beat Hearns in the jabbing contest. Right cross by Leonard. Left hook by Leonard. That staggered Hearns. Hearns is in trouble. Hearns is in trouble. He got staggered by the left hook. Combination by Leonard. Leonard is a killer. Leonard, when he has you hurt, is one of the greatest finishers in boxing history, just like Thomas Hearns. Hearns is in trouble. Left hook by Leonard again. But Leonard should go to the body. He should go to the body. 40 seconds left in the round. Plenty of time for Sugar Ray to finish off Hearns. Oh, nice combination by Hearns. Right, oh, combination to the body, but a left hook by Leonard. Combination by Hearns. Left, oh, that left hook by Leonard to the body. Hurt Hearns, just like I mentioned, go to the body. He hurt Hearns with that left hook to the rib cage. Oh, right cross by Hearns. A great toe-to-toe action. Another left hook to the body by Hearns, by Leonard. Wow, beautiful right cross left hook combination by Leonard. Leonard with another right cross left hook. Wow, combination again, but Leonard all over Hearns. The end of round six. That round was the best round of the fight. And the best round for Leonard. 10-9 Leonard. '58-'56. Hearns after six rounds. I hope they show on the replay. It was a left hook to the chin that staggered him. And then a left hook to the rib cage later on in the round that staggered him a second time. Here we go. There goes the left hook right there. Right there, that stunned Hearns. And let's see if they show the shot to the body. No, they're showing that left hook again, that staggered Hearns. Later on around, he hurt him badly. And once again, Ford and Minker are, Dwayne Ford and Chuck Minker are total agreement with me in our scorecards, 58-56. After six rounds for Hearns, round seven. Hearns, go back to the jab, which he's doing. Right, oh, nice jab by Leonard right there. Another stiff jab by Leonard. Another stiff jab by Leonard. Leonard having the best. Oh, nice right cross by Hearns. Another right cross by Hearns. Of the fight picking up here in round seven. Hearns continuing to jab. Nice jab by Leonard. Leonard's jab coming on. Nice combination. Nice left hook to the body by Hearns on that combination. Another left to the body by Hearns. Nice right cross by Hearns. Nice left hook by Leonard. Nice left right there by Hearns. Oh, nice right cross by Hearns. Uppercut by Hearns. Leonard with another left to the body. That was a vicious left. Another left hook to the body by, oh, combination by Leonard. He shook him up. He shook up Hearns again. Left hook. Hearns is in trouble for the second round in a row. Hearns trying to fight his way out of trouble. Uppercut, left hook, uppercut. Hearns is not trying to clinch. Instead, he's trying to punch his way out. This is where Leonard could win the fight. Inside, another left to the body. Inside, uppercut, combination. Look at those combinations by Sugar Ray Leonard's Tommy. Gets stunned again, right cross. Sugar Ray left to the body. Uppercut. Hearns is not trying to tie up Sugar Ray Leonard. Instead, he's taking a brutal beating here in the seventh round as he tries to slug with Leonard in order to escape being hurt. Leonard, when he smells blood, he's like a lion. He's like a tiger. He goes for it all. Nice right cross down the pipe. Hearns up against the ropes in trouble. Uppercut. Oh, Leonard just banging that body like a drum. Uppercut inside by Leonard. Leonard with another left hook. Hearns not tying up, and he's getting clobbered inside. Nice right cross by Hearns, but the power is off because he's hurt. He's not 100%. Nice left to the body by Hearns. Left hook by Hearns. Hearns. Oh, nice right cross left hook combination by Leonard. Oh, another three punch combination by Leonard. Another three punch combination by Leonard to punctuate the round. 10-9, Sugar Ray Leonard. I have it now 67-66. Thomas Hearns after seven rounds. Hearns was in deep trouble several times in that round. And the body punching of Sugar Ray Leonard has been phenomenal the last couple of rounds. See that left hook to the body right there. Uppercut combination. I mean, Leonard landed some beautiful combinations in that round. Manny Stewart giving Hearns instructions. Hearns has taken a lot of punishment the last two rounds. And once again, Dwayne Ford and Chuck Minker are in agreement with my scorecard. They still have it 67-66 like me after seven rounds as round eight begins. Hearns has to reestablish the jab and try and keep Leonard off him. Leonard has realized that moving around does nothing, and that he has to stay in the pocket and try to counter Hearns and go to his body. He's found the formula for success. Hearns is going back to shooting that jab out. And now it's Hearns moving, dancing. Now, in contrast to Sugar Ray Leonard, Hearns could move because that jab, he's able to land against a much shorter Sugar Ray Leonard. Unlike Sugar Ray Leonard, when he was moving, he made the target smaller. Hearns is such a big target that by moving, he could land that jab against a stalking Leonard. Leonard just missed with that right cross. Hearns controlled the first minute of this round as he continues to move and stick that jab. He's landing that jab now. Sugar Ray stalking Hearns. He landed a left to the stomach there, but he needs to throw more body shots as Hearns is just moving and sticking and moving, landing that jab. Nice left hook there by Hearns. Sugar Ray Leonard might have also punched himself out because he threw a lot of punches in that seventh round. Hearns trying to get his legs back and wisely moving, but this is effective movement. This is not unnecessary movement. Oh, winging right cross by Leonard landed, but that was, he didn't have his legs in behind that punch. There goes a punch he had his legs behind. Nice right cross there by Leonard. Stiff jab by Hearns. Another stiff jab by Hearns. Hearns continues to move and stick the jab out. Leonard just missed with that body shot. Stiff jab by Hearns. Nice jab to the stomach by Hearns. Left to the body by Leonard. Leonard just missed with that right cross. Left to the body by Leonard. Uppercut by Leonard inside. Nice right cross by Thomas Hearns. Leonard just missed with that right cross. Again, he just missed with the right hand. Combination there towards the end of the round by Leonard. End of the round. Man, that was a tough round to score. Both men were effective in their own way. I will give that round to Hearns. On a slight edge, 10-9, I have it. This round could have gone either way. Right now, if you recall, rounds 3 and round 8 could go either way. I have it 77-75, Hearns after 8 rounds. But nice comeback round for Hearns because he looked dead in the 7th round. He needed that comeback round in order to recuperate from the beating he took in both rounds 6 and 7. That left eye of Sugar Ray Leonard is grotesquely getting close closed. And once again, Chuck Minter agrees with my scorecard. Dwayne Ford saw it for Sugar Ray Leonard. So now Chuck Minter and Lou Tabbitt both see it the same way I do, 77-75. Dwayne Ford has a dead even at 76 as we begin round nine. Hearns back on his bicycle, but he's jabbing. He's jabbing. He's jabbing to the stomach. I remember the bullshit narrative the next day in the papers. Oh, the boxer became the puncher and the puncher became the boxer. No, these were two men that were boxers. Boxers first, okay? None of that nonsense, that hindsight. Oh, well, Hearns was the puncher and he became the boxer. Leonard was the boxer and he became the puncher. No, these were both great boxers that could punch. Stop that nonsense. Hearns continues to move and stick the jab out. Leonard's eyesight hindered by the swelling above his left eye, underneath his left eye and above his left eye. Hearns continues to stick and move. Another jab, Leonard. Hearns moving and jabbing. Jab to the body by Hearns. See, a round like this in which Hearns is moving and throwing punches and Leonard is just following him around and not throwing punches, it's the type of round that Hearns. Nice left to the body by Hearns. Hearns is going to win because Leonard's not doing anything. Leonard should be attacking that body. Nice combination there by Hearns. Stiff jab to the body by Hearns. Hearns jabbing to the body beautifully throughout this entire fight. Nice double left there. Left hook, then a left jab. Another stiff jab by Hearns. Hearns continues to control the action with the jab. Other than round six and seven, it's been Hearns' jab that has controlled the action so far in this monumental fight, history-making fight. See, Leonard is just following Hearns around. See, when Leonard was moving, nice left hook by Hearns. When Leonard was moving, Hearns was walking him down with his left jab. Now that Hearns is moving, Leonard is not attacking Hearns the way he needs to. He's letting Hearns pile up points with the jab. End of round nine, another round in the books on my scorecard for Thomas Hearns, 10-9. I have it 87-84 Hearns after nine rounds. Dundee continues to give Leonard advice. I would love to hear what Angelo Dundee is telling Sugar Ray right now. Sugar Ray has got to attack that body more. He's not throwing enough punches. Hearns is throwing the majority of the punches, especially that left jab of his. Once again, two of the three judges have the same scorecard I have. 87-84 Hearns after nine rounds. We begin round 10. Hearns continues to move. There goes a jab by Leonard. And Hearns continues to try and control the action with his left jab. A jabbing contest, he's not losing to any man in the history of boxing between 147 pounds and 175 pounds. If it's just a battle of jabs, Tommy's winning 100 out of 100 times. Leonard just following around. Leonard not throwing punches. There goes a jab by Leonard, but that was the first punch he's thrown in over 30 seconds. Hearns continue to move. There goes a double jab by Hearns. Another double jab by Hearns. Even if they don't land, he's throwing the jab. Something Leonard's not doing. Leonard's just following Hearns around. Nice jab to the stomach by Hearns. Now, nice stiff jab by Hearns. Now, Leonard is dealing with a badly swollen left eye, so he only has eyesight really out of one eye, and so he's got to figure out how to get past Hearns' jab with one eye. Nice double jab by Hearns. Hearns putting on a brilliant display of how to use a nice stiff jab of jabbing, of boxing. It's how he beat Wilfred Benitez in a year from now. It's how he beat Virgil Hill 10 years from now. Master boxes that Thomas Hearns outboxed. And he's outboxing a master boxer in Sugar Ray Leonard so far here as we are in round 10. Sugar Ray just not throwing enough punches. As Hearns continues to stick that jab out. Once again, Hearns staying out of trouble and controlling the action with that lethal left jab of his. Leonard just missed with that right cross. End of round 10. Another round in the books on my scorecard for Thomas Hearns. 10-9. I have it. What's my scorecard now? I have a 97-93 Hearns after 10 rounds. Sugar Ray breathing hard, which is rare. I think this is the first time I've seen Sugar Ray. As once again, one of the judges, Minker, has the same score as I do. Lou Talbot had it even. So right across the board, Hearns is ahead on all three scorecards, including mine. As we get ready for round 11, Davey Pearl has done a phenomenal job refereeing this fight. He stayed out the way, and he's only interfered when he had to break, which has been very rare. Leonard came flying across the ring and landed a right cross, and Hearns continues to box from the outside, jab to the body. Leonard just missed with a three-punch combination. Once again, Hearns continues to control the action with that jab of his. Leonard's got to find a way to counter that jab like he did earlier. Nice right cross there by Hearns. Right to the body by Hearns. Stiff jab by Hearns. Combination again by Hearns. Hearns, stiff jab. Hearns now beginning to sit down on his punches, beginning to walk down Sugar Ray. Now Sugar Ray's beginning to move again, which has been a huge failure for Leonard throughout this fight. Stiff jab by Hearns. Hearns just controlling the action with that jab as that left eye closes more and more. Oh, nice left hook by Hearns. Hearns pounding that jab into that bad eye of Leonard. Oh, nice right cross by Hearns. Another right, then a left hook to the body by Hearns. This is all Tommy right now. Left hook by Hearns. Stiff jab by Hearns. Right cross left hook combination by Hearns. Hearns double jab. It is all Thomas Hearns. A nice uppercut right cross combination by Hearns. Sugar Ray's not throwing any punches. Oh, nice stiff jab by Leonard, but then a combination back by Hearns. Another combination by Hearns. Stiff jab by Hearns. Leonard has got to be overly frustrated that he, other than round 6 and 7, has been complete. Oh, nice right cross left hook combination by Hearns. Tommy controlling the action with that boomerang jab, and he's throwing combinations in this round. His confidence is way up. He knows the fight is his to lose. Left by Leonard at the bell, but that's another round in the books for Thomas Hearns. 10-9. I have it 107-102 Hearns after 11 rounds. There goes the right cross. I got to give kudos to Sugar Ray Leonard. His chin today has been phenomenal because he has taken some vicious right crosses. Hearns, one of the greatest right crosses in the history of boxing, has yet to have Leonard in serious trouble in this fight. But in that round, he landed one great right after another. Hearns egging the crowd on. And my father and I were in the Puerto Rico Theater that night in the South Bronx, hooping and hollering. We were like, there's no way he could lose this fight. As once again, the judges are in agreement with me, and one of the judges have the same exact score as I do. 107-102 Hearns as we begin round 12. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. That was the best combination he's landed in several rounds. Stiff jab by Hearns. Right to the body by Hearns. Stiff jab by Hearns. Right to the body by Hearns. Left jab by Hearns. Sugar Ray once again doing nothing. And I know that left eye has affected him, and it affected him badly because this is not the Sugar Ray Leonard we saw in both fights against Duran and his fight against Benitez. Right now, his offense is stagnant. He's doing nothing, and he just can't get past that jab of Hearns. Hearns sticking that jab out. Halfway through round 12, and this is another round in the books for Hearns so far. Leonard just missed with a combination there. I mean, Leonard has to increase his output. He's not throwing enough punches to be competitive in this fight. Stiff jab by Hearns. There has to be a sense of urgency on Leonard's behalf because he's losing badly right now. Nice stiff jab by Hearns. That jab by Hearns has been the key to this fight. It has controlled the action. It helped him recuperate when he was in deep trouble in round 6 and 7. Oh, that left eye of Leonard looks real bad. Stiff jab by Hearns. Another stiff jab by Hearns. Let him miss with a wild left hook. He's going to have to find a way to catch Hearns because right now he can't win by decision on my scorecard. He's going to need to knock Hearns out. Nice right cross by Hearns. Stiff jab by Hearns. It is all Thomas Hearns now, ladies and gentlemen. The end of the 12th round. Put another round in the book for Hearns, 10-9. I've got it 117-111 Hearns after 12 rounds. And this is where Angelo Dundee tells Sugar Ray Leonard, you're blowing it, kid. You're blowing it. Dundee's not going to lie to you. He's going to tell you the truth. Just like Emmanuel Stewart, he's going to tell you the truth. As we get ready for round 13, Tommy has an insurmountable lead on my scorecard. That eye is bad. And one of the judges has it the same way I have it. 117-111 after 12 rounds as we begin round 13. Leonard needs a miracle. And Hearns is riding high with all the confidence in the world. Once again, Hearns continues to control the action with a jab. And that was a slip. That was a slip right there. Hearns went down, but it was a slip. Nice right to the body there by Leonard. Stiff jab by Hearns. Another stiff jab by Hearns. Hearns continues to control the fight with the jab. Leonard's going to have to counter that jab with that right hand. That's his only chance right now, I think. Stiff jab by Leonard. Another jab by Leonard. Leonard's best success with a jab in a long time. A nice right cross there by Leonard. Hearns moving away, going back to sticking with the jab. Nice jab to the body by Hearns. Oh, nice right hand that staggered Hearns. It was a left jab, right cross combination, and Hearns is in deep trouble. Leonard, desperate, knows he needs a knockout, throwing punches and punches, looking him go all out against Leonard, against Hearns. Hearns is in deep trouble, and down goes Hearns through the ropes. But the referee's calling that a slip. No, that was not a slip. That was a knockdown. Oh, that was a bad call by Davey Pearl. That was a knockdown. He called it a slip. Horrible ruling by Davey Pearl. As Leonard has Hearns. And oh, nice right cross by Hearns. But Leonard going to the body. Hearns goes to the body. Hearns trying to now move and jab. Oh, Leonard just missed with that right cross. Hearns still in deep trouble. Oh, nice left hook by Hearns. Hearns trying to fight his way out of trouble, but a left hook by Leonard. Right cross by Leonard. Left hook. Hearns is in deep trouble. Oh, they both Leonard rights, but right now there's no power behind Tommy's punches. Oh, Leonard landing with that right hand. Davey Pearl separates them. Leonard, 10 seconds left around. Nice left to the body. Right cross. Hearns is in deep trouble. Now that's got to be a knockdown. And that finally, yes, now that should have been the second knockdown of the round. Finally, he calls that a knockdown, but that should have been two knockdowns. The end of the 13th round. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, ladies and gentlemen, that's the first time Hearns has been knocked down in a fight. It was that right hand right there that staggered him. And see, he goes, was this... See, that should have been a knockdown. He was out on his feet. Anyway, I gave that round, of course, to Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-8. I've got it 125-121. Hearns, after 13 rounds. Hearns on the official scorecards has leads of 2, 3, and 4 points. So if he could survive without going down in the next two rounds, he wins a majority decision. If he just moves. Oh, nice right to the body to begin the round by Leonard. Leonard, like many of the all-time greats, when he's got you in trouble, bangs that body. That was a brutal right to the body as Hearns tries to move and tries to recuperate by moving and jabbing. Hearns sticking out that jab, but another left hook by Leonard. Hearns with a right cross, left jab combination. Hearns showing a lot of heart there. Nice left to the body again by Leonard. Leonard doesn't necessarily have to knock out Hearns. If he could score a couple of knockdowns in the next couple of rounds, he could secure a draw, even a split decision win. Hearns trying to stay on his bicycle. Leonard attacking the body like a killer does. Left jab by Leonard. Another stiff jab by Leonard. Oh, that right cross staggered Hearns. Hearns is done, ladies and gentlemen. Hearns is done. He's got nothing left. He's got nothing left. He's up against the ropes taking a beating as Leonard's banging that body. Oh, combination again by Leonard. Hearns is in deep trouble. Hearns is in deep trouble. Combination. Power. Referee David Pearl might be looking to stop the fight. Hearns did land a combination there, but it's... Oh, left hook by Leonard. Left to the body. Left hook by Leonard. Right cross. And that's it. It's over. It is over. Sugar Ray Leonard is now the undisputed welterweight champion of the world. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you could stop. You could stop the tape there. That was the most heartbreaking loss of my entire lifetime when it comes to boxing. Thomas Hearns is my all-time favorite fighter. He was the first fighter I ever idolized, and I just loved the man to death when it comes to boxing. Thomas Hearns, if you notice, all the great fighters that I later learned to idolize or learned to love, like today, Nioa Monster Inoue, is because of the similar style he has, or they've had, of Thomas Hearns. That night, we only had to walk 5 blocks home. My father and I were dead quiet. Now, my father paid the two dudes at his job that he bet $50 the next day, because Friday was payday, and he went and gave the guys their $50 a pop. I know it hurt him. Because Hearns had this fight in the bag. Now, author George Kimball, who wrote the legendary book, The Four Kings, about Hearns, Leonard, Duran, and Hagler, for some inexplicable reason said the judges were off on this fight. I don't know what he was looking at. Thomas Hearns controlled this fight for the majority of the fight with that perfect jab of his. Only rounds 6, 7, 13, and 14 were dominated by Leonard. The rest of the fight was dominated by Thomas Hearns' left jab. Period. End of story. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, after this fight, Sugar Ray Leonard would fight one more time. He would fight March Finch, Bruce Finch, in, I believe, March of 1982. And then while training for a fight against Roger Stafford, that would happen in the summer of 80. See, Sugar Ray Leonard had a plan. He was going to fight Roger Stafford in June of 82. Then he was going to fight Aaron Pryor. Finally, they would get the fight. And then he was either going to fight Thomas Hearns or Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Probably Marvelous Marvin Hagler, because he had already fought Hearns. He would have probably fought Hearns after the Hagler fight, win or lose. But while training to fight Roger Stafford, Sugar Ray Leonard woke up one morning and saw something swimming in his left eye, called the doctor, as he mentioned in the autobiography. And I believe it was Johns Hopkins University Hospital did a detached retina surgery on Sugar Ray Leonard. They saved his eyesight. Sugar Ray Leonard contemplated retirement. And then finally, in November of 1982, he held a press conference at what was then known as the Baltimore Civic Center. It's now known as the Baltimore Arena, in which Aaron Pryor, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Thomas Hearns, Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, you had all these legendary boxing figures there that night. Howard Cosell was the MC. Sugar Ray Leonard got up on the mic and said, he looked at Marvelous Marvin Hagler and he said that him, and I'm paraphrasing because I'm trying to see, matter of fact, bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking on YouTube to see if that was filmed. Leonard, November 82, retirement. Let me see. I see some clips here. Let's play this while we wait. Let's see what this says, because he's there with Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali. Should I play that or should I? All right, let's see what he has to say here.
Here are three reasons why you should be using Native commercial hair and body products. Y'all already know how much I love Native products.
Shut up.
There was a parade of boxing celebrities.
Boxers have been known to be ugly. We are pretty.
Howard Cosell was the master of ceremonies, but Muhammad Ali stole the show. Since turning pro, Sugar Ray Leonard has earned $40 million and could have earned as much as $15 million more just by fighting current middleweight champion Marvin Hagler, nicknamed Fort Knox by Leonard, as he made his announcement.
Talking about money, you're talking about Fort Knox. And this is the only man can make that possible, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. But unfortunately, it'll never happen. Thank you and God bless you all.
And there you have it. He announced his retirement. That night, he was going to tell the world whether or not he was going to fight again or retire. And he made the announcement about how a fight with him and Hagler would be the biggest fight that ever happened. Unfortunately, it will never happen. So in November of 1982, Sugar Ray Leonard retired for the second time. Because remember, he retired after the Olympics. And gave up his undisputed welterweight championship of the world. And it wasn't the end of Sugar Ray Leonard's career, as we all know. And we will talk about that on episode 9 next week of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, as we look at not his 1984 comeback against Kevin Howard. Because, yes, he came back against Kevin Howard, got knocked down for the first time in his career, got up and stopped Kevin Howard, but he felt rusty. He didn't feel like he was his old self. And so now, at the age of 28, he retires again. But then, a month before his 31st birthday, Sugar Ray Leonard steps in the ring to finally face Marvelous Marvin Hagler. April 6, 1987. And that will be part 9 of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We will talk all about what many consider the greatest comeback in boxing history. April 6, 1987. Sugar Ray Leonard against Marvelous Marvin Hagler in one of the most talked about fights in the history of boxing. People will argue with you to death. As we go through the watch along, I will give you my scorecard and we'll talk about it after it's all said and done. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back either with part nine first or more probably the Canelo Mungia and Inoue Lewis Neri recap show that will be coming out Monday morning, May 6th. Until then, or until we talk Leonard versus Hagler, I want everybody out there to continue to be blessed and be a blessing.